Distorted View Daily proudly presents a sneak peek at the new gay porno, The Dicks of Hazzard.
It's a beautiful day here in Hazzard County. Birds are singing, farm boys are plowing, and a couple of dicks just are fucking things up.
Just two horny boys. They ain't pairs, they ain't jocks. Lead off, bottom top, doesn't matter so long as they're sucking a cock. Well, straight pile gay, it don't mean a thing. So long as they fill their bottom with a big ding-a-ling. Trying to kill it.
It's Thursday, February 21st, 2008. Coming up on the program today, why ingesting parasites to lose weight might not be a good idea. Plus, panda on panda porn and dipping your penis in for the long stroke. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you. And something we haven't done in a while is check in with Alexis K. Tyler, who has a new YouTube segment called Ask Alexis, where she answers viewers' questions about sex and whatever, pussy power, dick and nuts, what have you. What's great about it is she breaks up her videos into several parts, like three or four parts. And the first one, you really don't even need to listen to this the first one, because when you watch it, it's just her being, like, flustered and talking about how she needs to get a drink before she goes any further. Take a listen.
Girl, I'm gonna get a little drink, and I'm gonna sip on this motherfucker while I repeat this shit to y'all, because y'all women got to hear this shit here, because some of these boys, they tell me, is using they boy pussy better than yours.
Oh, Alexis, you know how I hate that term, boy pussy.
Using they boy pussy better than yours. Gross. Fucking your man better than you fucking them with they pussy right here. What they call it, mangina?
Alexis K. Tyler, grammatical nightmare.
Pussy right here. What they call it, mangina?
Tushy power.
Oh, no. Call me one up. I'll be back. I got to drink a little something on this shit, because they said the men's is taking the dick from me. And I can't have no kind of shit like that. Now, will you go get me a drink? We'll be back. Oh, Lord, taking my dick.
Look, I'm as curious as you are about what exactly she's talking about here, what the question really is. So we're going to check back in with Alexis K. Tyler before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. But before we do that, I've got a couple more pieces of audio for you. This first one was sent to me via Instant Messenger. You know, I have an AOL Instant Messenger account, TimmyOSU, all one word, and occasionally people will catch me when I'm on there. And he sent me a video called Cum Farts for Tim. He made this just for me. But the problem is they're not actual cum farts. I have a feeling this guy might not know what a cum fart is. He's got a distorted definition of a cum fart. Take a listen to this, and I'll show you exactly what is wrong with these cum farts. Here's the first one. Cum fart clip one. See, he's fucking her. It's not even in her ass, it's her pussy. And so basically, it's just when the cock is going into her pussy and being pulled out, there's some air escaping. It's a queef more than a cum fart. There's no cum involved. Here's the first cum fart again. Queef, more like it. And then here is, I guess, queef number two. Not bad. I've got another porn clip here. This is audio of a chick who just has intense orgasms or something.
Oh no!
See what I mean?
Oh, God!
I love when women are getting fucked, they're like, oh no! Like, this is not supposed to happen. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh,
can't even form words.
Oh, my God.
It's a black guy fucking her. For real. Oh my
God!
That's right, it's Kearney Thomas getting fucked. Alright, where are we at here?
Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! That's what she sounds like she's doing. Oh no!
Oh yes! Oh yes! Yes! Oh my me! My me! Yes! Oh my me!
Fucking Linda Blair getting fucked. Fuck me! Fuck me! Alright, very good. Take a rest, honey. Alright, let's get back into Alexis K. Tyler before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. Now, the question comes from a guy who is apparently straight, has never once had a thought, like a gay thought before, but he was in class and he saw this guy, very thin, you know, pretty hair, nice ass, looked like a girl, kind of, but it was a guy, and, you know, he couldn't stop staring at his ass, and so he thinks maybe he might be gay.
He said, well, a boy... But it was so damn pretty, it looked like a damn girl at the same time. So the boy light-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
Not light-skinned, down here good, light-skinned.
Light-skinned.
Got pretty curly hair, wavy hair, got a little bit of waves, flat stomach, and a big old round juicy booty just like a damn girl. And he said when he looked at this pretty-ass boy, the boy looked so goddamn fine, remind him of a fucking woman that he had to have him.
And what he did?
Or her.
What he did?
Or him and her. So he didn't say nothing.
He
let it pass. He ignored it. He said, but it was something about this motherfucker that made his dick hard and made his nuts goddamn swell up and start throbbing and motherfucking pumping. Made his nuts tight. So he didn't.
Yeah, there's our Alexis.
And he ignored the boy because, see, he didn't want to speak to the motherfucking school because everybody know the boy is gay.
All right, I'm going to fast forward just a little bit here so we don't have to listen to the whole Alexis Tyler thing. Apparently, the pretty gay boy missed his bus one day as this kid was driving home. And so this kid offered the pretty gay boy a ride, and one thing, of course, led to another. That's where we pick up. And action.
I'm a good nigga like that, see? Ooh. So I got a car, so I couldn't see the boy out here and didn't have no way home, had missed his bus and not off the boy ride. So he swerving, and I'm leaning and I'm swerving. He rolls up on the motherfucker at the bus stop. You need a ride. Well, the boy had to know him too. You know what I'm saying? I believe some kind of attraction or flirt had been going.
A match made in gay heaven.
Back and forth. Because the boy, the pretty boy, got in the car with him. So like you said, hey, the boy that think he's Superman might not be able to take his fist and push through the wall. Well, this boy here took his fist and pushed it through the boy ass. You hear me?
Did he?
Went up in that pretty boy ass.
Who, the driver?
The driver that said he ain't gay. He ain't no faggot.
He's Superman though.
He Superman that hoe. You hear me? You're all up in that hoe. Him, he said he went up in that boy ass and he said that it was better than a girl pussy.
And it's because it's tighter. But damn, he didn't feel no kind of remorse.
Yes, it's tighter.
I'm just asking.
That boy fucked up because...
Now he really
he
did.
He fucked up because he said he confused. He don't know what he gonna do because he said it was hot. That boy asshole was moist, so it was real warm, and it was firm, and his dick liked it.
That's Duncan Hines, boy pussy right there. moist, warm, and firm.
They were hot.
Nice brownies.
They were asshole were moist. Jesus. They were real warm. And it was firm. And his dick liked it. The way it felt when he went up in. See, I can't talk right now. I got to drink.
Back to the bottle for Alexis. This is just too much for her. All right, so there you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted FXF news right now. Yeah, it's just a quick reminder. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the DV archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts. We should have an extended show for you guys tomorrow to end the week. So sign up now. Support this train wreck of a show. We got three quick stories for you, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up...
You like to fuck Asian pussy too in the asshole? My name is Monisha Manera, baby, and I like for you to play with my pussy really hard. You like to catch me playing with my little pussy?
That's just a sneak peek at tomorrow's Distorted View. Let me give you a rundown of what that just was. It's a 60-plus-year-old grandmother who works as a phone sex operator pretending to be Asian, and she's taking a piss during this conversation. You can hear it in the background. It's just one of her many alter egos, and we'll get into that tomorrow. I gotta say thanks to Cheryl Murkowski for sending me that. I can't wait to share it with you guys. All right, first story we have for you today. Yes, it comes from Hong Kong. Hong Kong health officials on Tuesday warned would-be dieters not to consume parasitic worms in an attempt to lose weight following advertisements for products containing worm eggs. A health department spokesperson said there was no scientific evidence that infestation with parasitic worms, which live in the intestine, was a way to lose weight. He warned that worm infestations causes pain, vomiting, and diarrhea, and could prove difficult to get rid of. You know, I've said it before, but what the fuck is up with Asian chicks? They're shoving eels in their cunts, they're shitting out octopus, not to mention being vomited on. Now they want parasitic worms living in them. Those disgusting crazians. Crazy ethnic people! The parasitic worms might also be fatal due to serious complications. The worms may invade such organs as the lungs. The infestations can be treated with medication that kills the parasite. Surgical removal of the worms may be required in case of obstruction. The health department said it issued the warning following reports that a product containing worm eggs was being promoted as a slimming aid on a commercial website. Why don't those girls do what I did? I got AIDS!
AIDS may taste like a candy, but AIDS contains one of the most effective appetite suppressants you can buy, and there's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off. To help keep it off when I sometimes want things loaded with calories, AIDS helps put me in control.
The AIDS plan can teach you how to take off weight and help keep it off. Try new peanut butter AIDS.
It's my favorite part. Let's make AIDS more appealing. Let's introduce new peanut butter AIDS. For those of you that don't know, AIDS was a real diet candy, I guess, in the 80s. I love the, AIDS has nothing in it that'll make you nervous, except for the name itself. All right, second story we have for you today, more hot Asian action. Actually, this is a little more modest. Queen Queen in Hai Li tangle and slither about awkwardly on the floor of their panda enclosure. The encounter is filmed by one of the keepers, and scientists at a research base for giant panda breeding now play this mating tape to other pandas in the hope that'll encourage them to do the same. No puking on each other. No inserting eels into the panda cunt. Just raw panda-on-panda sexing. Quote, here you can see the female is very cooperative, says reproductive specialist Hu Rong, who is known here as the goddess of fertility. She watches the video closely. Pervert. The two pandas wrestle about for a bit longer, then they untangle. It may be best to stop male pandas from watching what comes next. Quote, the female is not cooperative, says the doctor. That's an understatement. The tape shows the female, Quing Quing, attacking the male. He runs off into the corner looking sheepish. Quing Quing looks angry. I told you to pull out, dick. Quing Quing looks angry. Apparently this is normal behavior for pandas after mating. As I'm sure a lot of you guys know, female pandas are only interested in sex for 2 or 3 days out of the year. Males, it's the same way. Luckily for the survival of the panda species, these days of interest happen to coincide. So the trick is to get these pandas together and in the mood while that short window of opportunity is open. And that's why they taped Quing Quing and Hai Li, so they could then replay this raw, nasty panda sex for other panda couples to get them in the mood. Did it work? No. No, it doesn't work at all. Bad idea. Waste of money. They set up a loudspeaker and a TV screen in front of a 7-year-old panda named Xu Quing. She is busy crunching her way through an apple. They play the tape of Quing Quing and Hai Li. Xu Quing shows no interest whatsoever. She's more concerned about the apple. After a couple of minutes, she glances at the TV. Then she seems lost in thought.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what was on her mind when watching the porno. So the videos do not appear to work. Don't waste your time on panda porn. Final story we have for you today. An artist who uses his cock as a brush has entered a racy self-portrait for Australia's top art prize. Australian Tim Patch, who calls himself Picasso, usually exposes his talents at sex product fairs around the world, like a true artist, but has decided to go upmarket by entering a painting for Australia's Archibald Prize. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that. It's the nation's top award for portraiture. In a unique painting style, Patch does not use paintbrushes. Instead, he uses his penis to apply paint to the canvas. Now, I wonder if he uses a long stroke or more of like a stamping method, a mushroom stamping method. Quote, I had to use my ass, my bum, he says, to paint in the background because you have to have the occasional break, Patch told the Sydney Morning Herald newspaper on Wednesday. Patch entered a painting of a plastic surgeon in last year's prize, but failed to impress the judges. This year's entry depicts a nude Patch wearing only a hat, holding a blank canvas to hide his, quote, brush. You know, how modest of him. The Art Gallery of New South Wales in Sydney is expecting up to 700 portraits to be entered for the 2008 Archibald Prize, with the finalists being announced in March. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deaky, see what they're up to today.
Hey, Tim. Long-time listener here.
Speak up!
3.5 years, I'm not sure. I'm not really the math genius like you. Well, speaking
really
of you being a genius,
math
though,
involved.
I have a question.
Counting,
so
really.
I come to ask the master, you. These anemia community, anorexic girls, don't girls with anorexia think that they are fat and therefore they don't have anorexia, therefore they wouldn't use the community named after the disease? I don't know. It's too much for my brain to handle.
Wow, you are a complete idiot.
Hey, Tim, Sean here. Hey, your Night Court Sextastic Tuesday reminded me that I actually used to like watching Night Court.
Ah. It is an Emmy Award winner.
I just finished watching an episode, and Maki Post is pretty hot. I don't know what the fuck your problem is, but I don't know. I think I gotta go spank one out right now.
To Maki Post.
Hey, Tim, it's Nara from California again. You seem confused about the whole Maury girl, and it was a different girl. She just lived in my town, and I knew her.
This guy called in and was talking about how someone who was on Maury ended up dying or something like that. So,
hey, Tim. This is Pat, a Sideshow member from St. Louis.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, I was watching the sandwich video with a couple of my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
and,
couple.
And what,
you're
what,
a player.
They have a comment about the video.
His penis is tiny. Hi, penis. Oh, there you are. You're a tiny penis. Yes, you are. Oh, the tiny penis. Oh, the tiny
My penis,
penis
is not shown
you
in the
are.
Video, though.
Oh, you're so cute, aren't
you? Did you get that, Tim? I got to like the video. Later.
All right, there you go. I don't know what he said there, but sure.
Hey, Tim, just wanted to call. I noticed that that screaming preacher who went like, "Scout!"
Yeah.
He kind of sounds like Cool in the Gang at the part of Jungle Boogie when right after the intro he goes, "Ow!" Maybe somebody should wake him up.
I will look into that. Thank you very much for making that observation.
PJ Henson, this is Sean from Milwaukee. Listening to some past episodes, trying to catch back up.
Mm-hmm.
Sat down to a ham sandwich and some chips into my car. I'm having a little lunch break.
Uh-oh.
Thought I'd throw on some Distorted View, have
bad
a laugh
idea
or two. And then the...
What's the number one rule when you listen to Distorted View? Don't eat. Classic mistake.
Awesome. Awesome vomit audio that you had to throw in there and keep replaying over and over from the January 28th issue. Thank you very much. I only made it halfway through my ham sandwich. I'm callous enough not to let that stuff bother me too much, but just those replays over and over kind of...
Well, I got to tell you, that vomit is so wet and juicy. It really does make my stomach turn, too. I love it. All right. That was an abortion.
Hey, Tim. This is Bob in Canada. Sideshow member, I'd like to take it upon myself to remind everybody that February 25th is International Kick a Blind Person Day.
Oh.
In lieu of their 2005 show where the blind guy kicked his dog across the street. So I just want to let you know everyone up here in Canada is going to be doing their part, and I hope everyone else does the same. Love the show. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the heads up. That'll do it for today's show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD, as in, oh God, I've got a warm, moist, and firm boy pussy.
It will hot, that boy asshole will moist, so it will real warm, and it will firm in his...
Okay. Vote for us a podcast. Subscribe via iTunes and digusunleague.com. And we will see you guys back tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Like octocucks?
Yeah!